It's carnival time throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. The biggest street party on the planet is the carnival in the city of Salvador, northeastern Brazil. Every year, 2 million people divide into hundreds of themed parade units to party for a week. The oldest and largest of these units is also perhaps the most unusual. Its name in English is the Sons of Gandhi, as in the leader of India's independence movement. Anil Mundra reports from Salvador.
For a lot of people nowadays, Carnival is just an excuse to party. But the parade of the Filhos de Gandhi is a spiritual experience. They march at every major religious festival throughout the year. Carnival is the climax. 7,000 men in turbans and robes filling the street curb to curb. A sea of white cloth on black skin, flowing and bobbing to the music of hand drums, cowbells, and chants of praise. Carnival has always been fundamentally a spiritual exercise, according to anthropologist Goli Guerrero.
The Sons of Gandhi serve to bridge the sacred and the profane, a connection that is characteristic of Brazilian culture and above all Carnival.
The first Sons of Gandhi were striking dock workers, inspired by Mahatma Gandhi's philosophy of equality and nonviolent resistance to oppression. When they heard of Gandhi's assassination, they decided to honor him by marching in Carnival in his name. They needed costumes, of course, so the prostitutes from the docks gave them their sheets to use as robes and their towels to wrap as turbans, and dressed them up to look vaguely Indian for their march through Brazil's first colonial capital. The chants they still sing were homages to the Yoruba gods worshipped by many Afro-Brazilians. Taking African rituals, music, and dance out of the temples and into the street is a very old and important part of Carnival in Salvador. But 60 years ago, African religion was still systematically repressed by the dominant Catholic society. So to bring their religion out in the open without provoking the police, the Sons of Gandhi emphasized the peaceful rather than the revolutionary side of their namesake's philosophy. It's this message of peace that they keep front and center to this day, says director Antonio Sabá, as he sits in the group's headquarters underneath a huge portrait of Gandhi flanked by Afro-Brazilian gods.
Peace is our philosophy. It underlies everything we do. And it's what we try to bring to the masses. That's why people stop and wait as we pass by, because they feel inside that we really represent peace. It's our cadence, our rhythm, our philosophy of life.
Not everybody's in it for peace, though. Sabah says that when asked, almost all the Sons of Gandhi say the same thing. They're in it for the women.
Because the women go crazy for the Sons of Gandhi. Many women come from other states just to have the chance to go out with one of us.
Of course, Gandhi himself spent much of his life celibate. And the Sons of Gandhi do have their own rules. Since the beginning, they've never allowed women to join their ranks. They also forbid members to consume alcohol or drugs during marches. The prohibitions aren't a matter of keeping purity, but rather keeping the peace. In the Macho Society of Brazil, the Filhos de Gandhi believe that where you have men mixing with women and alcohol, you have fights. Lacking women to convey, they carry various other beings along with them, from doves, goats, and floats with white elephants evoking India, to impersonators of the African gods whose praises they sing. The menagerie reflects what director Sabah calls the group's Indo-African identity. Anthropologist Goli Guerrero says that this cultural hybridization is just what gives the Filhos de Gandhi their appeal.
They're able to move between diverse cultural universes. They unite international elements and transform them into something local, something profoundly Brazilian, and they can do that because of the universal vision they have.
And in the vision of the Sons of Gandhi, or at least printed on the white t-shirts that they've replaced their robes with, what the whole world needs is love. For NPR News, I'm Anil Mundra in Salvador, Brazil.
And we invite you to come to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. And by the way, you can reach me on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.